Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I will give you a skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today, we're going to be talking about nosebleeds and especially frequent nosebleeds. And should we be concerned about them?
You don't get them.
I don't get them, but I will tell you this. I broke my nose one time. And the amount of blood that came out of that
getting
nose...
Getting a nose job isn't breaking your nose.
No, I broke my nose playing basketball.
So you say.
And that happened. I was there. It can be a scary thing, and it does typically affect older adults and young children. And you know what it's typically caused from, Lee?
The way you think your nose looks on your face.
No, it's typically caused by digital manipulation. Picking your nose.
Picking your nose is a problem.
That's the common. That's typically the problem. And putting foreign objects up your nose, like a Q-tip.
Who does that?
Well, to clean the nose. One of the things, you know, because what happens is...
Clean your nose?
You have to clean your nose. Yes. And the reason being is that especially this time, I should say not this time of year, but like in the wintertime, when your nasal passages become dry, mucus dries up, it causes nasal dryness, and, you know, the crust, you know, you want to pick that to get rid of it. So that's what causes typically nosebleeds as well. And we're going to talk about some home remedies that you can do to prevent them. But the deal is you should be concerned. It should never be taken lightly because, especially if you have frequent nosebleeds, it could be a sign of leukemia, a nasal tumor, a blood clotting disorder.
The odds are it's not, though.
The odds are that it's not, but it's not something you should just overlook completely. Now, there's a couple of types of nosebleeds, but they affect different blood vessels. The typical common one affects the anterior vessels, and those usually come from the front of the nose. They're usually smaller blood vessels. It's at the surface of the nasal septum. That's the tissue that divides the two nostrils, and they're annoying, and they can be frequent. They can be frightening, and you may see a little bit of blood when you're doing them. So when you get them, so nothing to be alarmed about. Now the other types are the posterior nasal. Those affect the posterior vessels, and those nosebleeds can be very serious, and those are the ones that you don't stop the bleeding, and you may need to go get some serious medical attention right away. Now, here's the deal with the nosebleeds. The main thing when you get them is the typical ones are very easy to control. What you want to do is you don't want to lie down. You want to just sit upright. You want to just kind of lean forward a little bit. And be careful that you're not swallowing the blood because that could cause vomiting. And what you're going to do is you're going to place your thumb and your index finger, the soft part of your nose, just below the Brody bridge, like this, Lee, and pinch the nostrils together and hold that for about 10 minutes. Now, that should take care of it. Don't stuff anything into the nostril, but if you use those short-term decongestant nasal sprays, they may constrict the vessels and stop the bleeding.
So you have to breathe through your mouth.
Right. And to avoid the bleeding from restarting, you want to make sure you don't want to blow your nose too soon afterward. And you don't want to bend over, you know, bend forward and cause.
No, of
course you don't want to do that. And also you want to avoid strenuous activity as well, which for at least a couple hours before you do that. So, you know, the nosebleeds that don't stop after about 20 minutes, those are the ones you want to definitely go get help and go see. And what happens is they may have to cauterize the nose. And what they do is they take a chemical like silver nitrate and they put it in your nose, or they use a laser beam to cauterize the area, and that stops the bleeding. But, you know, serious thing, don't overlook it. And
I think if you go to Charlie Sheen's website, he has some tips on
that. Yeah, there's something. But that usually is caused from some sort of drug.
Yes. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.